Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Friday. Glad to have you along, and big hello to everybody out there. If you got a little, like a minute or two, you want to stop by and see us. We're here in Fairhope for the Baldwin County Home Builders Parade of Homes kickoff, and the featured home this year we'll talk more about in just a little bit. We're also a week out from Veterans Day, and yeah, if you didn't realize, that's coming up on Friday week. And, of course, we're going to be involved, like we always are, at the start of the Veterans Day Parade with feeding and watering the veterans as they get ready for the parade. Be out there at the Civic Center like each year. And plus, Midday Mobile, this show, will be live at Fort Whiting. And, of course, Veterans Month here, something I do on Midday Mobile. We do interviews with local veterans and people that are working with local veterans all month long, not just on Veterans Day. And I get to have one of my favorite people that fits that description in so many ways. And the better half of the Knights, friends of mine, Lori Knight, joining us now. Thanks for being on.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I know Brian's not listening, so we just pick on him at this point, right?
Absolutely.
I want to talk about, here we are a week out from Veterans Day, and you know, to me it's Veterans Month. All the month of November, and there's so many components to this, and we've talked over the years about team fight or die, and this year's crew getting ready to go again, right? They're, what, December getting started?
Yes, they will all leave and meet up and be in La Gomera on the 30th of November, and then they have, it's almost, well, it's 12 full days of safety briefing, packing, unpacking, repacking the boat, checking all their systems and all of that. And then the launch date is December the 12th. And then listeners can track them on ybraces.com. And it's an app that goes on people's phones, and that'll go live while they're there when everybody's setting up. So probably about by the 6th of December.
I'll tell y'all, as a person that has that app, each year you'll be like, I'm probably not going to check it that much. You'll get to where you refresh it during the day. I'll be walking down the hall at work here and doing the refresh thing, you know, trying to see where the teams are. It is cool. And we'll talk more about that, of course, as they get started in the race. I also want to talk about this other part, Lori, of team fight or die. So I've always talked about this with y'all, the what brings the attention, right? What brings the attention to fight or die is that row. But that is just part of what y'all do. That is, I would say, that's not the majority of what Fight or Die is about.
No, but you know what, Sean? That is the that's the icing on the cake that everybody, like, it pulls the attention to the organization. Because we can only put four in a boat a year, right? And not everybody makes it to the start line because there's a lot of things that goes into actually getting to row an ocean. So behind the scenes stuff, because, you know, people are like, well, what do you do for veterans? And it's like, well, you know, we allow four people to get in a boat and row across the Atlantic Ocean. Well, that's really cool. Yeah. But what else do you do?
Right.
And then, so it was those questions that got us to, okay, what else are we doing? And we had some early partners that weren't as robust as what we wanted them to be. But so we decided that we had to do some stuff internally as well. And so I became the director of mental health initiatives. And so we created a grant program, and I got myself trained in mental health first aid. And so we provide free training for mental health first aid, which is, it is a class where people can learn. It's a 5-step action plan that can help people people recognize someone else who's having some sort of a challenge or a crisis. And it gives people, the public, tools to be able to start a conversation and know what to do with the information that somebody might say. Like, it's one thing for us to say, hey, I noticed you're not okay, what's going on? But it's another thing completely for them to start unloading on us, right? So we need to know what to do with that information.
You know, and you open doors and conversations I've had with my friend and your husband, Bryant, about the place of somebody like me who is a civilian but has friends and family that I worry about, and how I engage in those conversations not being a veteran. I know that veterans speaking to veterans is often best, but sometimes the first person to interact is somebody like me who's a civilian.
Absolutely. So part of fight or die, we have, you know, mission and vision, of course. But part of part of our vision is that healthy veterans go on to do really big things and can really reach their full potential. if they feel empowered to do so. And nobody feels empowered to do so if their mental health is off. And so so part of our mission has been to create these safety nets within communities. And so that's where you and I come in, because neither of us are veterans, right? But we're part of that community. We know people who are veterans. We might be related to, married to, or parents of people who yep. who are veterans. And we need to be able to recognize signs and know what to do, and when, like, when it's not okay just to mind your own business, when it is important for you to say, hey, this is what I've noticed and I am concerned.
You know, one of the
so that's what we're here to do, you and me.
Yeah, and there's so much to this in these classes where people can train. But like, one of the takeaways, the first thing that I had to break through, and it was Brian talking to me about it, is my fear of asking friends if they were thinking about committing suicide. Because I, as a civilian, I was like, I don't want to put that in their head. And he looked at me and said, if it's a problem, it's in their head already. You're doing the right thing. But I mean, it took some breaking of the ice for me to be like, okay, I can ask that.
Yes. Yes. And I tell you, Sean, it never gets easier asking that question,
No. But
it does become more available to you. It's just like any other skill. The more you do it, even if you're just asking yourself in the shower while you know you are alone or you're driving or whatever, you can say, hey, are you thinking of taking your life? Are you thinking of killing yourself? And then there's follow-up questions for that too, because if a person says yes, you need to be prepared with, how are you going to do it? Have you thought about when you're going to do it? And then that way, what you're doing is bringing to light some of the things that a person has been struggling, wrestling with in their own darkness, in their own privacy, that they're too ashamed to say anything about. So imagine actually feeling seen for the very first time. Imagine that you're struggling with those questions, and all of a sudden someone asks you, like, they saw you. They saw the pain, they saw the struggle, and then you have just brought it to the light. And that might be all it takes for them to go, whoa, holy crap, what if I really went through with that?
Yeah, and it's those breakthrough moments. Of course, this is just part of mental health first aid. So the courses on this, and so y'all listen, because this is something you can do individually. We'll also talk about if you have a group here. How do you sign up? What's the first step to this? Somebody's listening to us say, yeah, you know what? I fit the bill. I'm like Laurie. I'm like Sean. I've got these people in my life. I want to do this.
Mm-hmm. So just send me an email. Honestly, we have dates right now on our calendar, and it might be easier just to direct people to our website for that, because we're at usvetro.org, and then there's a tab for mental health first aid. But just really quickly, we have dates coming up November 13 and 15. And then we have four dates in December as well. That's the 10th, the 13th, the 17th, and the 20th. And then if there's a small group who wants to do this together, like maybe there's a veteran support organization of some kind, or maybe there's a family who says, you know, I'm really worried about one of my family members. And if you can help me get five people together, then we can hold this class for you virtually. I can also do in-person classes. I know it's a little bit harder to kind of get together because 8 hours is a lot to give up. The virtual class is 6 hours, and it does require 2 hours of pre-work, which can be done on your own time from the privacy of your own computer and all that. And a lot of people think, well, I don't want to do something online. Well, honestly, this whole class is it's sharing, it's talking about some of the really hard topics. And a lot of people find it much easier to discuss these hard topics in the privacy of their own home.
Yeah, very true. And y'all, we'll put the link up for to go to the website on our social media pages as well. Talking to Laurie Knight, Team Fight or Die. By the way, this is like in y'all's backyard, literally and figuratively, going on at Buccaneer Yacht Club. You got a fundraiser, and it involves gumbo. I like all these things. It benefits Fight or Die, and it involves gumbo. I'm in. Not just your dog gumbo. I mean, actual gumbo. Yeah.
I know. I felt really weird saying, you know, gumbo for good, come taste the gumbo. I was like, oh, not the dog.
Yeah, that's their dog, y'all. That's
delicious food.
So, yeah, how do we do this? I mean, can we show up? We show up on just show up tomorrow and eat?
Just show up. Yes. So this is what happened. I don't know if all the listeners know, but Buccaneer has been a longtime supporter of Fight or Die. And that's because of the founder, my husband, and one of the original crew members. Buccaneer opened their arms and hearts to us years ago, back in 2017, 18, and helped us launch this thing. So we continue to come back, do training out of Mobile Buccaneer Yacht Club, and they continue to embrace our rowers each year. It's just, it's phenomenal what they do. So it was approached that we wanted to do I'm also a member of the Buccaneers. So we wanted to do a fundraiser that to give back. It's called Gumbo for Good. And in that, it was like, well, who better to give the proceeds to besides Fighter Dust? So why not? It was a natural marrying of events. So showing up at 2:30 to 3 o'clock, we're going to sell wristbands. The wristbands cost $10. And you're given a spoon and a bowl. And you can go around to various types of gumbo and sample them. And you can, and your $10 also gives you 10 votes. So it's 10 tickets, and you vote for the best one. And right now, last time I checked, we had 7 different gumbos. And I don't know about you, but you know, sticking around for 4 or 5 hours, I would definitely get my fill of 7 different gumbos. Everything else is the crackers, hot sauce, bread, that's all provided. But we have 7 different people right now. There might be more since last time I checked, who will showcase their own gumbos. And of course, we have one in the running. I'll also have wristbands for Fight or Die out there. I'll have stickers. I'm going to have a poster also where people can leave this year's team a message. And I'm going to fold the poster up, put it in an envelope, send it up, and tell them not to open it until they're having a bad day on the water. So just a little inspirational thing that I came up with. I'll also have a clipboard that has the dates and times for Mental Health First Aid, the virtual programs that I have already scheduled. I'll have that out for people to sign up if they feel called to do that as well.
Great stuff. Once again, even though we'll post this, if you're riding down the road, it's okay. Just check our Facebook page. But the website for Mental Health First Aid to see the dates and sign up?
Yes. So it's at usvetrow.org. And then from there, you can access the tab that says Mental Health First Aid. You can also access the tab that says Grants. That scholarship, it's a grant, not a scholarship. It's given directly to the person. It's not awarded towards a specific school. So the grant application process is open until Veterans Day. So we would love to have some more local people apply. And we would like, and then we're going to award that on the 30th of November when the guys are all landed in La Gomera and are ready to start doing some live feeds from there.
Excellent work, and we'll talk more before they set off on this year's Talisker Whiskey Challenge. Lori, as always, I love talking to you, and y'all, that's a definition of an American family that served and continues to serve at so many levels. The Knights are, you're an example of that. You turn to Wikipedia, it should be y'all's picture there. Lori, y'all are fantastic.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, coming right back, more Midday Mobile right here on FM Talk 106.5.